How can you raise happy and healthy children who can face life's difficulties with courage and strength?
We'll discuss this and more today on Real Family Talk. Join us. Welcome to Real Family Talk. During this episode, we are discussing how to raise children that are happier and healthier, children that can flourish even in spite of life's difficulties.
We know that our children will undoubtedly face difficulties. It's crucial to equip them to be able to handle and cope with these situations so that they don't crumble and fall into negative behaviors. To help us do just that, we have Dr. Rhonda Spencer-Wang here with us. Dr. Wang is currently a CWP, Certified
Wellness Professional,
Associate Professor and Epidemiologist at Loma Linda University School of Public Health. She's also the award-winning author of the book, Raising Resilient Kids. Dr. Rhonda, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us, where did your inspiration for your study of the centenarians and eventually your writing of Raising Resilient Kids stem from?
Good question, Willie and Elaine. So my inspiration came about 8 years ago when I was working as an assistant professor, so now I'm associate, but a mom and my husband is full-time working as well, and we have 3 young kids. My youngest at the time was barely a baby. And my husband was diagnosed with high blood pressure, high cholesterol. I was diagnosed with increasing high cholesterol, and one of my kids was diagnosed with increasing weight. Despite the fact that we were primarily vegetarians, trying to mountain bike a few times a week, trying to really embrace these healthy habits, what was really harming us was the immense stress and this immense pressure we were living on. I was really feeding them out of my purse on the fly, running. I'd ask my mom friends who are pediatricians and psychologists, how do you handle all the stress? They told us, do some research, come back and tell us what you find. So at that time, we have this designation as this longevity fountain of youth, and people were coming from all over the world to see what helps us live to 100. So I thought, why not ask the centenarians what advice they'd have for parents of how we can do better?
That's so amazing that you go from asking mom, parents, friends, and psychologists, and they kind of have no advice for you. So you decide to go to the centenarians. That's pretty amazing, pretty insightful. So what advice did you find that the centenarians had that was useful for your family and for other families today?
So when I interviewed the centenarians, I realized, the tremendous hardships they'd gone through, but then they also had these experiences that were quite common across all the centenarians. So there's really 8 habits that I see, and it was things like time in nature, because they were really, a lot of them were poor farmers. So they're outdoors, they're active, they're eating what they grew in their own yards, which is simple foods, primarily plant-based, because if they ate that chicken, they didn't have chicken to lay eggs. So they grew it, they ate it. Their rest was tied with the rising and the setting of the sun, because many of them didn't have electricity. The time they spent with family and friends was phenomenal. That was one that was really striking to me. Also had a strong faith foundation, one that they were very much held onto this every day. And in fact, it was the place they went for answers and looking for direction. More so, I see the striking difference between my life and theirs was I'm really more the one day a week, I'm going to go and do that. And then the rest is kind of on me, try to make it happen. They had a stronger faith. And so that was one that really was life-changing for me, was how do I get that for myself and how do I get that for my family? Because the centenarians, guess what? They were prepared for the unexpected way better than I was. So other of the habits are positive mindset, that no matter their tragedies or no matter their hardships, they're going to keep taking steps to move themselves forward. And they were willing to help each other at the drop of a hat. right? And they didn't look at their calendar on their phones and say, well, I can squeeze you in. If you need help, you come to me on Tuesday at 8 a.m. No, they were ready and willing at the drop of a hat, and primarily because their schedules weren't as packed as we are today. So those are really the 8 habits of the centenarians.
That's amazing. And of course, just to give some context to those of you who may not know what we're talking about, the centenarians are people who are living up to 100 years of age in the Loma Linda University area where Dr. Wang did her research, what we call blue zones, and we find them in different pockets around the world. So that is fascinating. And from what we understand, you also interviewed younger generations of families and compare them with the centenarians. Can you tell us what interesting comparisons and differences you found?
Yes, great question. So it's not as obvious when you look around and you ask the parents, how are you dealing? Everybody, we feel like what we're feeling is the norm and it's okay. It wasn't until I compared from centenarians to their seniors, to the younger parents, to the children, that I really noticed a change of habits. Those habits that were likely protective, all of these 8, it's changing over time. Slowly, we're declining like time in nature. Really sadly and unfortunately, we're declining time with families, especially that mealtime and where everybody's helping each other to prepare. What is changing, a big one, is time indoors is going up. The focus of families is declining to the focus of the individual, right? Like now it's focused around the success of the child versus before it was the success of the family, right? Or the success of the community. So increasing screen time, I mean, you name it, we've kind of gone 180 degrees. And it wasn't until I compared and thought, my word, we have changed so far from what we probably need to really protect us, to withstand the stress and of all the hardships that we experience now and will probably likely experience in the future.
Wow, that's fascinating what you're sharing with us. After the break, we'll be right back with more from Dr. Rhonda. Stay with us.
Today on Real Family Talk, we are talking about raising resilient kids. How can we raise children that can face the world undaunted and with their heads held high? We're talking with an expert, Dr. Rhonda Spencer Wang, who has done incredible research on this topic. Rhonda, thanks again for joining us. Now, I wanted to pick up on where we left off before the break, and you were talking about the huge difference between the parents of today and the centenarians, and a lot of the things that we're losing. So my question to you is, when you share this with parents, how do they respond to you? Because it seems like people are sort of hooked to their stressful lifestyles. You know, in many ways, it's driving us. You know, we think that's the way to get by in society, and that's the way to help our children succeed in society. What do you say to these parents?
First, usually I am there to give them a hug, because many of them, like one mom in the drive-thru, is a single mom, a physician here at a major hospital, and she is tied to her phone, wondering if she, and she works in infectious disease, and this was pre-pandemic, wondering if she needed a change. And one of the things I first do is just hug them that things don't have to be this way, right? And it's not really to be running at this pace. And I was telling her this back in 2018, to be running at this pace, it's setting us up for disaster, right? Because a byproduct of living these healthy habits, I realized, was increased happiness and increased success in life, whether that's from academics or other areas. And so you start to see that there is a downfall of living at this hectic pace and sacrificing these healthy habits. And it may not be readily apparent right now, but down the road, you're going to reap. And you have a choice, right? We have a choice to see how we can change some of these things. And it's not always easy. I met many moms who were torn, you know, but at the end of the day, a lot of them began making change. And I was happy to say that many of the health professionals that made the change did so prior to the pandemic were thanking me after the pandemic hit, because it helped to strengthen their families and the resolve for how they withstood hardship.
That is fascinating. The more we lean into these habits and choose good ones, it just sets us up for a much better place to be and for resilience. So your intensive research led you to publish a book, Raising Resilient Kids, which you're now an award-winning author for. Tell us, how can raising resilient kids help parents build stronger resilience for their families, not just for facing the current COVID-19 pandemic, but for whatever else life might throw their way?
Yeah, the habits of the centenarians, it's not just for living to 100, I realized, right? It's for how do we survive a lot of the stress that we face today? And many of us think stress is just relationships, right? But now we've learned your body faces stress from the pollution you live in. Maybe there's frequent forest fires where you're at, or air pollution. That's stress on your body. And if you're a parent and you're worried of all these stressors, there's a way you can fight back. If you have ACEs or have, you know, in your family, divorce is one of them. There's ways you can help equip yourself to withstand a lot of the hardship to the pandemic itself, right? We see the havoc, the pandemic. It's like a simmering. I imagine it's like those old time pressure cookers. You know, you see this and you see the anger lashing out. Right. And sometimes I see it in the drive-through with dropping off the kids, the short tempers with ourselves, with our families. So putting the centenarian habits into practice really helps you to find the calm and the peace in your life. It helps your kids to find that because you're not going to be able to shelter them from everything they're going to experience. Right. And so you're building your own resilience and peace along with that in your family.
Now, you mentioned ACEs. And while that might be a very familiar term for some of us, for some of our viewers, they have no idea what that is. Could you say a little bit more about it and how it can impact the lives of individuals? The reason why we want to mitigate that with the resilience you're speaking about.
That's right. That's right. So ACEs is a term, adverse childhood experiences, that was found back in the 90s by a Kaiser physician, Dr. Vincent Felitti, and an epidemiologist at the CDC. They realized in studying the patients at Kaiser that their childhood trauma was linked to all kinds of health outcomes, from depression to heart disease to cancers to basically shortening their lifespan and also increasing their risk of risky behaviors like drug addiction, just any kinds of a lot of coping behaviors, right? And so these ACEs, when you have a increasing ACE score, especially 4 or more, it greatly increases your risk of having those outcomes. And it's already shown in childhood that these impacts occur. Take that and an ACE score of 6 shortens your lifespan by 20 years. Well, one of the centenarians has an ACE score of 6, and she lived to 108, okay? Another, well, in fact, all the centenarians, their minimum ACE score was 4. So wow. I said, you guys, this is the first community that shows signs of resilience against ACEs, is the Adventist Loma Linda community. So I called the founder, Vincent Felitti, Dr. Felitti, and I said, have you ever heard of a whole community that shows signs of resilience against ACEs? And he said, no, you're the first. So I published in, he's with Kaiser Permanente Journal, published there. And then mom started coming to me and said, can you make a book? We don't want to read your journal article, make a book. So that's what I did.
That's so amazing. You're such a go-getter. It's like someone just has to say something to you and you're on it. That is truly amazing. And I think what's awesome about what you're saying, it's not the fact that you have ACEs. Because a lot of times people hear, oh, I have adverse childhood experiences. I've, you know, my parents have been divorced, or I've been divorced, or I've been through now a pandemic. All the children have gone through, have at least one ACE, right? And so they're... It's not that we have these ACEs, but that you're saying that there are ways in which we can offset these ACEs.
We can rise above it.
Yes. So we're going to talk a little bit more with you on some more practical tips, like what you would say to parents who want to get started and want to build and develop resilient children. We'll be right back with Dr. Rhonda. Stay with us. We're back on Real Family Talk with award-winning author and public health professional, Dr. Rhonda Spencer Wang. We are discussing how to raise resilient kids in today's stressful world.
So, Dr. Rhonda, thanks again for being with us. What are your tips for how parents can reduce stress in their lives and within their households while increasing the likelihood of their success and happiness? I know you've already shared some, but could you share some more, since you have a wealth of information based on the research that you've done?
Well, one of the first places I recommend parents start is doing a time study of your own life, looking at your calendar. So many of them, I say, I want to see your calendar, and you show me, because it's like your time closet. It's like your real life closet. If you want new clothes, something needs to go out. You can't just keep cramming it in, right? So in making room for new habits, I say, take a look at your calendar. And that includes what your kids are involved with too. Are you running from one activity to the next, right? And so you really have to think of, what are your priorities for doing this? What is your motivation? If you're on committees that aren't bearing any fruit or things like that, you have to start taking down your calendar and your schedules and start freeing it up for the good stuff that's going to come. And another great place to start is, I have a survey in the book. You can take the survey and see how your habits compare with that of the centenarians, and it will tell you what your strengths and where your weaknesses are. And I say, use your strengths to shore up your weaknesses, right? But to jumpstart your resilience, one of the things I have here I want to show you guys is my conversation Kickstarter. So this sits on my table at home, and every meal, every dinner, I have the family come as best we can. We sit down and we pull out a card. And I say, hunger is not a requirement to sit at my table. You have to come, right?
That's beautiful.
10 minutes, okay? Yeah, hunger is not a requirement, because the kids will tell you everything. I have homework.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have sports. You can find. So I encourage us, if you don't do this already, you start one day a week and you protect the fringes, right? And that mealtime is your time. So one of the centenarians I met was an African-American, Anita Mackey. She was 105 and a social worker at the VA. So she has a really strong passion for helping families and individuals. And she told me her father was the final slave, one of the last children of slave parents. And so every meal they got together, typically dinner time, the father would go around and ask each one of them, how did your day go? Did you have any problems? How did you handle them? Is there anything we should do different? And was there any blessings, right? And each child would answer. And so I thought, wow, I want to start instilling that within my own family. Anita, that was one of her legacies passed down through her generation. And so I thought, I've made these questions, right? And I'm going to tell you in a moment a study that backs up what I'm sharing. But so I made these cards and they sit on my dinner table. And every meal together with family, I pull one. And this question says, what is or was one of your most favorite items you like to play with and why? And parents, we have to answer from our own childhood. Okay, so that's one of the questions. Another, an everyday question I have on here is, did you have any great experiences today? Any blessings? Was there something difficult you experienced and how did you handle? So that's directly from Anita Mackey teaching us. And there's this study of Emory psychologists. They call it the Do You Know Scale score. And so they found that kids that knew more about their parents had better self-control, self-esteem, and better able to handle the stressors in their life. And their do no scale score questions were things like, do you know where your parents met? Do you know where your parents went to high school? And so that's why I started asking questions on the cards about our childhood, right? So our kids can really get to know us and we can build resilience. But this conversation kit comes from Anita Mackey, my centenarian friend.
That's amazing. That's also such a easy thing for families to do. Okay, so what else would you say? So they're going to start slowly, even if it's one day a week, talking with your kids at dinner time, sharing with yourselves. What else would you share with us, with families?
Yes, and another thing too is thinking each day of how every day you wake up is thinking, how can I be a blessing to someone, right? So much of our, and this really helps if the calendar is decongested, I like to say, because then you have time and you notice. Among the centenarians, they would notice one another and who needs help. And so I encourage myself each morning getting up, okay, one person outside my family, who am I going to be a blessing? And it's sometimes a complete stranger. My kids, I tell them, one person outside, who are you going to be a blessing? So that's another tip, is waking up each day and thinking, I'm going to help someone, right? And they may not even know it.
That's an amazing biblical concept, mm-hmm. as well. You know, loving the Lord your God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself. So how are you going to help someone else? We have very little time left, but if you can give us one more tip, Dr. Rhonda, that would be amazing.
One more tip that I do is I wear this band. See, I have one on. So every day I wear this, and it says Everyday Resilience. So we have 32,000 choices we make, whether you make them consciously or unconsciously. So each day I wear this to remind me all the choices I'm making, right? I want to build resilience in myself and in others. And you know, this basically helps to remind me to wake up, because oftentimes our brain wants to go on automation. It wants the convenient, the easy, the quick, right? We sometimes thrive on the rush. And to me, those are things that take me and my family away from resilience and whole health. So that's another thing. I tie on something to remind me each day, make the choices.
Wow. Thank you so much, Dr. Rhonda. It's been a pleasure for us to have you here today. You'll have to come back again. We wish you the very best as you continue to share your life-changing findings and continue to dig deeper to help people live abundant, fulfilling lives.
That's all for today's Real Family Talk. Join us again, and we'll talk more about strengthening families and inspiring hope. See you next time.